Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
And we are talking about webtoons in today's article, which are comic strips that you can read online.
Webtoons came from South Korea's 漫画, or comics industry, which started back in the 1940s and 1950s.
Exactly. So back then, people mostly made comics about politics and war, but in the 1960s, they had to stop drawing comics.
That's because a strict army general, Pu Zhenxi, took over South Korea, and he didn't allow comics.
That's right. So when he died in 1979, all that changed. Comic artists started drawing comics again, and they became really popular. Then, in the 2000s, they started moving online.
Now, anybody can make webtoons and publish them online.
That's right. So these days, they're hugely popular, and in today's article, we're going to find out why. So let's get started.
Reading.
Welcome to the world of webtoons. There are many things to love about webtoons. For instance, they're designed for reading on electronic devices. In comparison to Japanese manga, which reads right to left, webtoons read from top to bottom. This makes it easier to scroll through them on your smartphone. A further advantage of webtoons is the addition of special effects, including sound effects and 3D effects. Another thing that makes webtoons so popular is their instant accessibility. This is thanks to what South Koreans call snack culture. These days, we can enjoy new trends whenever and wherever we want. Just like a snack. Some webtoons are published daily, and they only take a few minutes to read, easily satisfying people's appetites. Some webtoons have become so popular that they have been turned into films. Two examples of this are Along with the Gods, The Two Worlds, and Secretly, Greatly. Webtoon fans loved both films, which walked away with several awards each. Millions of fans can't be wrong. Why not try reading webtoons yourself?
Okay, today's article starts right out by getting straight into business. It says, there are many things to love about webtoons.
And that means we're going to look at how good webtoons are.
Exactly. So we have an example here, and it says, for instance, they're designed for reading on electronic devices. Now, we use this phrase, for instance, and that means that we are going to introduce an example of what we said before. Here, we're talking about reasons to love webtoons. That means I'll give an example of why webtoons are so easy to love. And that is, they're easy for reading on electronic devices. But first, let's give an example for instance. Sybil has lots of questions about the changes at work. For instance, she wants to know if the changes will affect her salary.
For instance, just for example, 举例来说的意思, webtoons are designed for reading on electronic devices.
Exactly.
What are they?
Good question. First, we're going to talk about the adjective electronic. Now, this adjective describes something that needs electricity to be used. For instance, you can use your smartphone without electricity, but when the battery dies, you need electricity to give it more power. Therefore, a smartphone is an electronic device. Here's a good piece of advice and an example sentence. Keep your electronic devices away from water.
That's right.
I learned that the hard way last month.
Really? Electronic 这个字呢, 它是一个形容词, 代表电子的, 那 devices 是装置, 所以 electronic devices 就是电子装置了。网络漫画呢, 被设计用, 来使这个电子装置可以阅读这些东西。Besides a smartphone,、mm-hmm. 除了智慧型手机之外 ,a laptop is、mm-hmm. an electronic device、
That's、
as well.、
Mm-hmm.
我们的这个笔电也是一个电子装置。
And tablets,、
yeah.
and game systems, and cameras,、
mm-hmm.
so many. All right, well...Here's where we're going to kind of talk about how they're different from other kind of comics. It says, in comparison to Japanese manga, which reads right to left, webtoons read from top to bottom. I mentioned before that we're talking about how two or more things are different, and we used a certain phrase to mention that. We used in comparison to something or in comparison with something. Now,A comparison is the process of comparing two or more things, or seeing how two or more things are the same or different. Now, we use this phrase to say how one thing is different to or the same as something else. Here, we're comparing webtoons and Japanese manga. As an example, I could say, in comparison with Mr. Wong's history class,Mrs. Shu's class is easy. So what we're saying here is that Mrs. Shu's class is a lot easier than Mr. Wong's class.
Comparison 这个名词呢是比较对照，那它的动词是 compare, C-O-M-P-A-R-E. 那我们的句子里面说到的是 in comparison to or with something, 代表的是与某事物做比较。所以日本漫画呢，它是由右往左读，那网漫不同的地方是它是由上往下读 from top to bottom.
Exactly. So there's a reason they do this actually, and that's because here it says this makes it easier to scroll through them on your smartphone.
Oh, so 我们现在在做的这个动作就是 scroll, 卷动、滑动。网漫呢，由上往下阅读的特色呢，就是要让你在智慧型手机啦，或是一些 electronic devices 上面呢，比较容易滑动。那在这样的句型当中啊 ，make 它是一个不完全及物动词哦，后面需要接的是啊虚受词 it， 再接出形容词，最后。再接出真正的受词，那这个受词呢会有不定词 to 带出来，所以课文中的 it 指的是 to scroll through them on your smartphone 这件事情，也就是在智慧型手机上滑动。For example, going to bed late at night makes it harder for him to focus in class.、
Mm-hmm.
我们这边的主词呢是 going to bed late at night, 晚睡这件事。形容词用的是 harder, 比较困难。虚受词啊代替的是 to focus in class, 上课专心。所以呢整句话是在说晚睡让他更难在课堂上专心。
Okay, so that's not the only good things about webtoons. Here it also says...A further advantage, that means another good thing, of webtoons is the addition of special effects, including sound effects and 3D effects. Now, effect here is something that is added to a movie or a play, such as a sound or an image or sort of a special light to give the story more impact, to make it have more meaning.Now, special effects, this is usually used in the plural, are images or sounds that are created on a computer and used in TV, movies, radio, etc. to represent something real. So maybe you're watching an action movie and something blows up.
Ooh.
Well, that's not real. It's actually done on the computer、
yeah.
to kind of show that.Or something imaginary, like a monster. So, of course, monsters aren't real, so we create the monsters on the computer. It's a special effect. And we can give an example sentence. Let's add some scary music and sound effects to the story to make it more interesting.
Effect 这个名词呢是效果，所以呢 special effects 就是特效。那网漫的另外一个好处就是它有特效，包含 sound effects 音效和 3D effects 3D 特效。 Wow, so webtoons are easy to read on electronic devices and has special effects.
That's right. Now, I even saw one webtoon where if you scroll down, something seemed to pop out of the page. So that's what we're talking about with 3D effects. And of course, if you listen to your headphones, they might even have sounds in them. Okay, so that makes it pretty cool. But there's even more. Here it says, another thing that makes webtoons so popular is their instant accessibility.
Accessibility, 这个名词呢是可接触、可取得性。Instant accessibility 就是可以立即取得。所以网漫的另外一个好处就是、啊、可以立即取得，所以才这么受欢迎。That's why they're so popular.
Exactly, because you can read them anytime you want. You can just go on your phone and read a webtoon. Now, there's a reason that they have this instant accessibility. And here in the article it says, this is thanks to what South Koreans call snack culture. We use the phrase thanks to in that sentence. Now, we use this phrase to say because of something or because of someone. Now, it's usually used to show that someone or something has caused a good thing to happen. However, it can sometimes be used sarcastically or to show that someone caused something bad to happen. It can show that you're annoyed or upset. Now, I'm going to give you two example sentences to show you the different ways we can use it. In the first one, it's a good way. Thanks to Fabian, I can go with you this weekend. He's lending me his scooter. Now, here's the sarcastic way, or the way to show that someone is a little bit upset. I have no phone, thanks to Fabian. He dropped it and broke it.
Thanks to, 这个片语呢是幸亏由于，它是一个介系词片语哦，所以后面呢你只能接上名词或动名词。那因为韩国的 snack culture, 快餐文化让网漫可以立即取得。所谓的快餐文化呢就是指不受时空限制，短时间内可以欣赏的文化内容的现象。So because of their snack culture,Webtoons are with easy access.
Exactly. It's just like, you know, if you go to see a movie, it's just so easy to get popcorn and drinks.
And you'll just get more and more and more.
Yeah, just have lots of snacks anytime you want. There's 7-Elevens everywhere. Now there's webtoons all over your phone. All right, so let's talk more about snack culture. It says, these days we can enjoy new trends whenever and wherever we want, just like a snack.Now, we use the noun trend that in that sentence, we can enjoy new trends. A trend is something that is currently in style or popular with lots of people. So, we can all remember back when Pokemon Go came out. That was a trend.
Yeah.
Lots of people liked it. I think people still play it. I just don't know if it's as popular as it was before. Here's another example. The new trend is to cut your hair short.I'm going to keep mine long.
Trend 这个字呢是趋势、流行。现在啊，我们可以随时随地享受新的趋势、潮流，就像是吃 snacks 点心一样简单。
Okay, so some webtoons are published daily. That's every day. And they only take a few minutes to read, easily satisfying people's appetites.Okay, so webtoons satisfy people's appetites.
Right.
First, let's look at the verb satisfy. When you satisfy someone's needs, desires, appetites, etc., you give the person what they want or need. Now, this is often used to talk about food. So if I don't eat enough food, I haven't satisfied my hunger or my appetite. For example, but if I do eat enough food and I feel full,I have satisfied my hunger and appetite. Here's another example. You should have all the supplies and food you need to satisfy people's needs for a week at camp.
Satisfy 这个动词呢是满足或者是使人满意。那如果你要用一个形容词来形容自己是感到满足的满意的，你可以用 satisfied. For example,I'm satisfied with what I have now. 我对我现在所拥有的感到满意。But what does satisfying people's appetites mean?
That's a good question. Now, appetite can have a couple of different meanings. It's a noun, but it often means a desire or want for food. So if you say, I have a big appetite, that means you can eat a lot of food. That means you're very hungry, okay? But here, it means just a desire or a want for anything. So in the case of our article, things that people can watch or read in a short period of time. That's what they want or desire. They want to have little bursts of information that doesn't take them a long time to think about. Here's another example. Hallie has a huge appetite for books. She just can't get enough to read.
Appetite 这个名词呢是欲望、兴趣或者是胃口，所以当我们说啊 ，somebody has a good appetite， 代表某人的胃口好，可以吃很多。那文章里头说的是 to satisfy one's appetite， 满足某人的胃口或喜好。所以呢，有一些网漫呢每天发行，而且只要几分钟就可以读完，可以满足人们的喜好。
Okay, so obviously people love webtoons, and there's a lot of reasons to love them. And they love them so much that here in our article it says, some webtoons have become so popular that they have been turned into films. Mm. Okay, now let's talk about this phrase, turn into something or turn into somebody.When one thing turns into another thing, it changes to become that thing. Here, the webtoons have been changed so that they can also be movies. We can also say the word, they've been adapted into movies. A-D-A-P-T, that's a verb. Here's an example of turn into something. Camille turned the fairy tale into a play and gave each of his students a role.
To turn into somebody or something 就是变成某人或某物。那有一些很红的网漫呢还被拍成电影。我们也可以用刚刚 Aaron 提到的 adapt 这个字来说。So we can say webtoons are adapted from...
We could say webtoons have been adapted into movies.
Oh, or the movies are adapted from
webtoons. Yeah, they come from the webtoons. Mm. Now, we have two good examples of these movies that we're talking about. It says here, two examples of this are Along with the Gods, The Two Worlds, and Secretly Greatly. Maybe you've heard of them.
Uh-huh.与神同行和伟大的隐藏者都是很棒的电影哦。The films are so popular.
Okay.
Do you know them?
I don't, actually. Only because I looked them up for the article.
Oh, you have to see the movies.
I have heard they are very popular, even here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
So maybe I should go check them out. All right. Well, here's in the last line of our article, it says, Webtoon fans loved both films, which walked away with several awards each.Okay, now we see a phrase in that sentence again, the phrase walk away with something. We're going to learn a little bit more about this phrase, so let's get to our friends to find out what it means.
Pocket phrase go!
子天呢，这个斯卡真是太可恶了，竟然谋害他的哥哥还夺走了王位。He thought that he could walk away with the crown and keep it forever. 他以为夺走王位以后就可以长长久久统治我们，但我们的辛巴一定会回来夺回王位的。Walk away with something， 拿了这个东西就走，就表示偷走的意思咯。例如呢，我们的斯卡偷走了王位，或者是呢，有人把我的包包偷走啦。Someone walked away with my bag. 啊，有小偷哦。但是呢，要特别注意了，我们今天的课文当中呢，这几部电影可呢不是把奖项给偷走，而是轻松的赢走这个大奖啦。比方说呢，我年轻的时候可是爬树冠军 ，I walked away with the championship. 我轻轻松松的就拿走冠军啦。或者是呢，当年2008的菲尔普斯在北京奥运赢得八面金牌。He walked away with 8 gold medals in 2008 Summer Olympics. 或者是呢，像是乐透啊，抽奖赢得大奖，我们也可以使用这个片语咯。The lucky winner can walk away with the grand prize, $1 million. 啊，幸运的赢家可以轻松获得100万元大奖。Walked away with something, 轻松赢得奖项或是比赛，你也学起来了吗？
Okay, now we saw that they walked away with awards. So it's kind of like they won these awards.
Yeah.
Now, an award is a prize or a gift that someone gets because of something good or talented they have done. So one popular award for movies is the Oscar in the U.S. or in Taiwan, the Golden Horse Awards.
金马奖.
Mm-hmm. Now, as an example, we could also say Zach won an award for winning this year's spelling be.
Award 这个名词就是奖或奖项啦。那这两部电影呢还抱走了几座奖项。
Okay.
Because they're so popular.
Exactly. If they're so good, of course they're going to win awards. Now, here it says millions of fans can't be wrong. Of course. Why not try reading webtoons yourself?
文章这边说到呢，几百万的网漫迷是不会错的，何不自己试着阅读网漫呢？ I'm going to read webtoons tonight.
You know what? I might look up some popular webtoons and read them too.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, that's the end of our article, so we are going to finish off with today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, our chat question today is, what is your favorite cartoon or webtoon, and why do you like it?
Erin, mm-hmm. I love The Simpsons.
That is a good one.
Oh, The Simpsons is so funny, so mm-hmm. witty, and it's been on TV for almost 30 years.
You know what? I actually remember when The Simpsons started.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it. I was only allowed to watch it when I got to high school, but... Uh-huh. Yeah, it started way back in, like, right before 1990, I think, like 1989 or something.
And
then it became more popular around 1992. Mm-hmm. And I agree, that is a very good cartoon.
And I like Homer the best.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. I was always a Lisa fan because I'm very much like Lisa.
Really?
I like things to be done the right way.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree. That is actually a very good cartoon. I don't read webtoons like we talked about, mm-hmm. so I can't choose a favorite one of those. But I guess when I was young, my favorite cartoons were the Disney cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Or Disney.
I really liked The Jungle Book, that movie, where they kind of...
Tarzan?
The boy who lives in the forest and uh-huh. he makes friends with the bear.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, so I really liked Mowgli and all of his jungle friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you like that kind of cartoon?
Yeah, I like all kinds of cartoons, but
really?
I think that was my favorite from when I was young.
Okay.
All right, well, that is the end of today's article. This is a really interesting subject that you can probably talk a lot about. So go and talk about it with your friends and your classmates and tell your teacher about your favorite cartoon, too. I bet they want to know. All right, well, that's all the time we have for today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the world of webtoons. There are many things to love about webtoons.For instance, they're designed for reading on electronic devices. In comparison to Japanese manga, which reads right to left, webtoons read from top to bottom. This makes it easier to scroll through them on your smartphone. A further advantage of webtoons is the addition of special effects, including sound effects and 3D effects.Another thing that makes webtoons so popular is their instant accessibility. This is thanks to what South Koreans call snack culture. These days, we can enjoy new trends whenever and wherever we want, just like a snack. Some webtoons are published daily, and they only take a few minutes to read.Easily satisfying people's appetites. Some webtoons have become so popular that they have been turned into films. Two examples of this are Along with the Gods, The Two Worlds, and Secretly, Greatly. Webtoon fans loved both films, which walked away with several awards each.Millions of fans can't be wrong. Why not try reading webtoons yourself?
Vocabulary Review.
Electronic. You have to be careful using electronic things on airplanes. Don't use them when you're not allowed to. Effect. The original Star Wars movies were famous for their great special effects of spaceships, battles, and space creatures. Trend. This website tells you about all the latest trends, like which clothes and computer games are cool. Satisfy. Even spending a year in Japan didn't satisfy Sarah's desire to master the language. Appetite. Karen has a real appetite for reading. She always seems to be carrying a book. Award. The most famous awards for films are the Oscars, which have been presented every year since 1929.